Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah strikes out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran moves to second. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Hale moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Cobb moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connolly moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. French moves to third. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. French scores. Boley moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball towards right. Barrett catches it and throws to home to double up Boley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to second for the out. Falk moves to third. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCurdy moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. McCurdy moves to third. Connolly moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. McCurdy scores. Connolly moves to third. Metzler moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Connolly tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to third. Peckinpah moves to second. Joe Pate now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox too. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. French hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. French reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley bunts in front of the plate. McCurdy fields it and throws to first for the out. French moves to third. One out. Joe Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to home to get French. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pate moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly spins and fires to second, with Peckinpah covering, and Pate is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Ward moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Connolly moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. Connolly scores. Metzler moves to third. Peckinpah moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler scores. Peckinpah moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Peckinpah scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Neil Baker now pitching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk scores. Barrett moves to third. Clancy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Barrett scores. Clancy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-3 in the game. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale is hit by the pitch. Chick Galloway pinch runs for Sammy Hale. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galloway moves to second. Bill Lamar pinch hits for Mickey Cochran. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Galloway now playing third base. Cy Perkins now catching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-3 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCurdy. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Boley applying the tag. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Connolly moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Peckinpah hits a line drive towards third. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Neil Baker. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Willis now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-4 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Galloway reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galloway tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Perkins moves to second. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. French hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.